Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
This is the kingdom way of ensuring the move of the Holy Spirit in your church. In the church in this end time, the Holy Spirit is not coming from heaven again. He is already in us. He is going to flow like living water to the dying world. He is going to flow out of us because he is already moving in us. The motion begins in us and we know that he wants to gush out. That is how come people can be born again in a kingdom way. Because all that religion is concerned with is the outward. Religion is trying to impress outwardly, whilst the inside doesn't really correspond to the outside. Jesus said that you are whitewashed tombs. You look clean on the outside, but inside is full of dead men's bones. That's religion. Talking to the Pharisees, who knew scriptures better than us, who fasted twice a week, who gave tithes better than you give tithes. They give tithes of the anise and the cumin. They give tithes of grains. They count it. Not like yours. Jesus said, within them, dead men's bones. You see, because religion is concerned about God move outside. The question is that, my brother, my sister, is he walking in you? Says that, this is what I've said. I will dwell in them and walk in them. And Jesus said that out of the people who believe in him will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That's the kingdom way of getting them born again. That's the kingdom way of sustaining the move of God. Anything which is religious comes to an end. Anything of the kingdom, nothing can stop it. Anything that is born from your inside, nothing can stop it. Anything external, whether with you or upon you, is temporary. The reason for the with you and the reason for the upon you is so that they will be in you and out of you will flow. Hallelujah. That is the reason why Jesus said, I am not happy with the Holy Spirit being with. I am not happy with the Holy Spirit being upon them. I want him to be in them. Is there a special benefit? Yes, there is. There is a kingdom way of ministering out of you. That is why I said that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, which is outside, you put it into your stomach, in. But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That one is inside out. Hallelujah. Let us look at what Jesus Christ has brought to us in the kingdom arrangement that he brought that surpasses that of the religious. Hallelujah. And let us focus on the Holy Spirit within us. The next point, the third benefit of the Holy Spirit within us. Why Jesus was not content with the Holy Ghost upon and with, but he said, let him live inside of you. What's the difference? It is because when he is in you, according to Romans 8:11, he quickens your mortal body. He quickens your mortal body. Hallelujah. The first benefit is that he supplies your needs. The second benefit is that he moves within you. The third benefit is that he quickens your body and your mind. Romans 8 verse 11 says that if the spirit of the one who raised up Christ from the dead dwells upon you. Is that what the scripture says? No. Dwells with you. No. If the spirit of the one that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also by his spirit quicken your mortal body by his spirit that lives within you. He repeats the Holy Spirit in you 2 times in that scripture, emphasizing the fact that the Holy Spirit inside of you gives life to your body, to your mortal body. Some people think that this scripture is talking about when you go to heaven. In heaven, we will not have mortal body. We will have immortal bodies. Mortal body is the body for this life. It's the body that you are listening to me from. Hallelujah. That is a mortal body. He will give life to your mortal body. Even sometimes when you are tired, you can talk to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You can tell the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, give life to this tired body. And let me finish this assignment. It's wonderful, isn't it? Yes. Wow. You wake up and you don't feel so fine in your body. Your body is very important to God. Without a body, you don't have any permission to live on earth. If you don't take care of your body and your body dies, you are not dead, though. Your body dies. Your spirit becomes a persona non grata. He has no right to be on earth. He immediately has to vacate. That is why God cares about your body. Your body is the part of you that gives you legitimacy on earth. Without your body, you are an alien. Yeah. So Jesus has to do something about this body. Says that if my spirit dwells in, if only, conditional clause, if only he dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. He will quicken this body that you are in right now. He will give life to it. You feel weak in your body. You have to just tell the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you live in me. Give life to my body. You feel sick, tell the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, give life to my physical body so that you live in constant health. That is God's will for us, so that your body does not deteriorate. He quickens your mortal body. He gives life to your mortal body. If you think you are even aging, listen carefully. If you think you are aging, the Holy Ghost can make you young. Just tell him, give life to the dying cells of my face. Let me enjoy the blessing of Abraham. Abraham was old, well stricken in age, but he was still strong. Sarah was 90 years plus. Yes, still, Sarah was desirable by an unbeliever king who was in the habit of recruiting nice girls to be his wives. And he mistook Sarah to be a girl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, he has redeemed us so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon us. Men, claim it for your wives. Yes, men, claim it for your wives that, Lord, let my wife look young. That's the blessing of Abraham. He had a young looking wife. You don't know Jesus Christ like young looking. If you read Ephesians chapter 5, he says that he is going to wash you, church of God, because he doesn't want to see wrinkles. He wants to see a young bride presented to his father, not an old looking wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So that your eyes don't go round, men. Your eyes don't go round too much.
Preach.
Looking at young girls. Your wife, you can look at your wife also. Hallelujah. If the spirit of the one that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, not dwells upon you, or there is an anointing upon your life. He says the one in you He's going to do something. He's going to do something. You have to call upon him to do it. When I was young, I wasn't a very good student until I got born again. I was in class of 40-something, 50-something. I will come like 39. You understand? 39 is almost 40. We are 40-something. Class 4, class 5. I mean, that was my story. Class 3, that was my story. Until I got born again in Form 1, in Class 6. By the time I got born again, I became first in my class all throughout the 3 terms. I passed the common entrance, the best in my school. I went to do the O level, and I was the best student in the O level. I went to do the A level, and this white man saw what I got, you know, and he said, ah. And then St. Augustine didn't pick you. He just went down, these white brothers of the cross, and brought me admission because I took St. Augustine's. But the school would not pick me. Somebody had picked me. And I took my resource slip. I went with somebody, my friend. My friend. I had no brother, nobody. I went with my friend. I went to St. Augustine. I said, I want to be in this school. I chose this school. Look at my result. I don't have admission. The white man said, why? He went down. Within 5 minutes, no, literally 5 minutes, he brought me admission letter. Say, take it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to tell you something. What I'm trying to tell you is that the Holy Ghost within will quicken your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. He will give life to your mind. He will give intelligence to your mind. You have a child that you think is not doing well. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost within can change the person's intelligence. Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful. It was those times I looked at myself and I said, no, this Jesus living in me is something else. It's a different thing. Totally changed my mentality. Totally changed it. When I did geography and those kind of subjects that is nothing to do with business, literature, and I went to sit in class with accounting and management, people who had 4 A's from Ebri Girls, Wesley Girls, I mean, top schools, Achimota, I was there, literature, religious studies, learning accounting, economics, management with them. And the Holy Ghost, I see him moving in me. Hallelujah. And I understand what is happening. I understand all those things on the blackboard. I understand it. And they are asking questions. I say to myself, are they not the people introduction? They said they had this is and that is the Holy Ghost within. He will give life where there is death. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus wants the Holy Ghost wants you to focus on that. Perhaps if it didn't happen to me like that, I won't be preaching this message I'm preaching to you. I know what it means for the Holy Ghost living in you, what it can do for your body, what it can do for your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on. Why did Jesus Christ say the Holy Ghost should come in us? Why? It is to give us victory from this world system. The Holy Spirit within, not the Holy Spirit upon, not the Holy Spirit with you, but the Holy Spirit in you or within you gives you victory. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you are struggling in your life, overcoming this world system. 1 John 4:4, write it down. I'll quote it to you. He said that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Can we all say overcome? Overcome? Overcome means that you've had victory over a certain system and have overcome them, because greater is he who is upon your life. Greater is he who is with you. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Jesus wants us to have victory as his kingdom people over this world system. This world has a God of this world. This world has a system, a society. How do we overcome it? How do we live the kingdom life now? How do we overcome this world that is struggling with us, with the kingdom arrangement of Jesus? Says by the Holy Ghost who is within you. Within you, not upon your life. Don't take yourself back to the Old Testament. I want us to glorify what Jesus has done. The Holy Spirit may be upon you, but he wants ultimately to be in you. Upon you is a stepping stone. If you understand that God deals progressively with us, you understand that he was with us and then he came upon us, and the final one, the ultimate, is in us.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Says that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Ask yourself, who is in the world? The God of this world and all of his arrangement. The Bible says you have victory if you focus on what? What Jesus, the heavenly man, the kingdom man has done, putting the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. Wonderful. The Holy Ghost within you is your protector and preserver. When he said, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. All the destruction in the world, there is somebody in you who is greater than that. So that you can overcome the destruction in this world and live a victorious life in your life. God preserves you by his Holy Ghost within you. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? The Bible says that, don't you know that the Holy Ghost is in you? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he said that if you destroy, if any man rather, let me quote right. If any man or if anyone destroys the temple of God, him will God destroy. Hey, it's awesome. If any man is not talking about you, it's talking about somebody else destroying you. God will destroy. For the temple of God is you. Can you see how awesome it is? It is not saying that you should pray for their destruction. He said that God himself will do it. He will determine you have destroyed and I'll come. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Because you see, the systems in this world cannot overcome the kingdom man. A person who knows that by Jesus' kingdom arrangement, the Holy Ghost is ultimately to be in us, to have that fellowship with the Holy Spirit, feel him into inverted commas, moving you. Hallelujah. See him one with you. Wonderful. If anybody touches you, he has touched a live wire. Something will zoom into the person. It's not for you to say, God, destroy my enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. He has put a system in place. He will take care of the devourer for your sake. Amen. It's wonderful. Let me give you the final thing also. Reason why the Holy Ghost is in you is to do signs and wonders. John chapter 14, verse 10, is to do signs and wonders. Those of us who love the Holy Spirit upon, listen to the kingdom version of it. He is within you to do signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Amen. Why should we do signs and wonders, Pastor? Signs and wonders is necessary to destroy the devil's works. It is with power that the devil's works are destroyed. Signs and wonders, listen carefully before I am misunderstood. Signs and wonders is not supposed to convert people. Let me put it this way. You need signs and wonders in your life. The Holy Ghost within you will do it. The reason for those powerful demonstrations is for the destruction of the work of the devil. That's the purpose for it. Don't abuse power. You see, I'm taking my time to teach you why you should do it before I show you something. Why signs and wonders is relevant now. Through the greatness of God's power, he causes his enemies to subject themselves to him. You have to use power to destroy the works of the devil. But to win men's heart is not to use God's power. God doesn't use his power to win men's heart. He uses his love to win men's heart. That is why the Holy Spirit within us is demonstrating signs and wonders and demonstrating the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. By which people get born again properly for them to see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saw signs and wonders in Jerusalem, according to John chapter 2, verse 25. Also, many people believed in him when they saw the signs that he did. But Jesus didn't commit himself to them. The next verse, there in Jerusalem, where Jesus had done signs and wonders, was a Pharisee known as Nicodemus. He came quietly to Jesus and said, "Teacher," and all that. And Jesus Christ looked at him and said, You believed me because of signs and wonders. Because you believe me, that is why by night you have secretly come to me. You are a believer. But your belief was signs and wonders. It was there that Jesus Christ told Nicodemus about John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And I believe Nicodemus got born again properly. John chapter 3. That he will see, Edo, gain an awareness of the kingdom of God. Because getting people born again through signs and wonders will not let them gain an awareness of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ never worked signs and wonders to win his 12 apostles. He just said, "Follow me," and they did. Because he doesn't commit himself to people who believe because they see signs and wonders. You believe because of what? The love of God on the cross. Let's not misuse power and signs and wonders. I've taken my time to say this because I've heard some people say it. Crusade, let's pray. There will be signs and wonders so that people will get born again. No. Pray that there will be a revelation of the love of God. That is what God has ordained to win men. Signs and wonders would heal the sick among them. Have you seen sick unbelievers healed? But their commitment is some way. They don't know the God of love. Hallelujah. Listen carefully, I'm ending. Holy Ghost within you. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 10, he was describing how he does things. He said, "I can't do anything by myself." And then he said, "The Father who dwells in me, he does the works." I don't know whether you want something around you to do the works. Because many things can do works. The kingdom one, the Father, the Holy Ghost within you, he does the work. So the Holy Spirit within, it doesn't mean that we can't do signs and wonders like the prophets of old. Because as for them, the Holy Spirit was upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father, Jesus said, the Father who, he didn't say the Father who is with me. One time he said his Father was with him. But he says, as for signs and wonders, the Father in me, he does the works. Finally, and we close. The reason why, the other reason why Jesus said that the Holy Ghost should come within us. Listen carefully. Many of you are born again, But you are living your life like Old Testament people. You are living your life with little understanding of what Jesus has done. And the Jesus touch is not upon. The Jesus touch is within. The final reason I will share with you today is in 1 John 2:27. Open to that place. It is to save you from deception. From deception. Save you from deception. There are many deceivers in the world. People who are deceivers, spirits, who are deceptive spirits, antichrist spirit in the world and in the church. Actually, in John chapter, 1 John chapter 2, he is talking about the antichrist. You brought your big Bible. Let's go there. Let's end it. 1 John. Everybody go to 1 John. That is getting to the end of the Bible. 1 John chapter number 2 and then verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides upon you. What does he say? Abides where? Or the anointing is with you. Says the anointing is where? Abides in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Look at verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many deceivers in the world. But God wants to insulate you from deception. There are people who are good people. Listen carefully. They are good people, good believers. Some of them even good men of God. But they are not very conscious of this kingdom of arrangement of the Holy Spirit within, teaching them. They are more conscious of the anointing upon my life. There is something with me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do that, if your focus is on whatever thing you believe is upon you or with you, if your focus is there, be very careful, because some other spirit, listen carefully, I'm ending, some other spirit other than the Holy Spirit who is within you can deceive you. So you can have a well-meaning person, man of God. God is using him to work miracles. But because he is not conscious of this arrangement, the ultimate arrangement of the Holy Spirit within, and he is always focused on the Holy Spirit. Even the Holy Spirit within, he says, is for children. Have you heard that thing before? What Jesus did, he says, it's for children, as far as the Holy Ghost on me. When Jesus says the Holy Spirit in me, he is doing it. You, who is a follower of Jesus, think the Holy Spirit on you. What I'm saying to you is that there are many deceivers. The reason why he says that, I have put the Holy Ghost within you, in you. The anointing is in you. It's so that you will not be deceived. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth, to steer you away from deception and error. If something is coming from external, you think comes upon you, be careful. If something is coming and you think that it's with you wherever, they are like bodyguards. Be careful. What Jesus Christ has given to us, the ultimate for us, men of God, believers who believe that they are in the kingdom of God. Listen to what I'm teaching you. Let the anointing who is abiding in you be your focus and teach you and lead you. He himself will work the works. Hallelujah. And you will be insulated from deception. Jesus doesn't want his children deceived. How will they not be deceived? I am putting the chip in them. not a chip around them. That they believe. They give testimony and they say that they're talking about some angels and all that. Oh, it's true. Angels, they are just around. It's true. As I'm talking to you right now, God's angel is with me. Hallelujah. Amen. But I won't talk about it. Do you know I won't talk about it? Because he's here just to support what is inside. I better talk about the person who is inside me. He didn't say that the abofo who is around you, greater is the abofo around you than the abofo in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have people talking to you about certain things that is upon their lives. Careful now. I prefer what Jesus has deposited inside me. Whatever thing is upon you is with you. Ultimately, is to be in you. If he's in you, why are you focusing on the upon and wait? When he is close, he is in you, not with you. With you is close, but it's not as close as in you. To be safe, my brothers and sisters, let's focus on the kingdom arrangement. Nothing can stop the kingdom. Every other thing will be stopped. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29 onwards. All that belongs to men, there will be a shaking. It will be shaken and carried away. What will stand? It's what belongs to the kingdom. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.